there on the spot. Gulf Station Cafes, made to order omelets.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, oh, I won't be afraid, oh, I won't.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
You know, I visit with people every day that say, I really need to lose some weight. I just can't do it. Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner, can help. Brenda Willis Family Practice is located across the street from Whataburger in Leesville. And she now provides evaluation and counseling for weight management and provides the weekly injections at an affordable price mailed directly to you. It's not going to get easier than that. Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner, across from Whataburger in Leesville. Today is Tuesday. Any movie, any time, any age. Parkway Cinema, only $6. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Arthur the King, Imaginary, all playing. Get your tickets today. Enjoy your movie, Parkway Cinema. With me this morning, former state representative, now on the Bessie board, Lance Harris. Lance, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Great. Good to have you with us. Been missing not having you on every month. Before we get into education, evaluate the legislative session so far. What's your thoughts on it?
Oh, man, I think it's going really good. I think that there's some good ideas that were percolating before legislature came in regular session and part of the governor's package, and I think they are motivated. There's a big push to get some really, really good bills through the legislature, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm watching them as they work. And it's going at a lightning pace, I can tell you, just watching it. And they're working very hard. So I'm really excited about it.
Will Governor Landry be able to hold his people together?
I think so. I mean, there's going to be times where, you know, it's just part of the process where folks are going to have a different idea or want to see something maybe a little different on some big legislation. But from what I've seen right now, I think he's doing a good job holding everybody together. I mean, he's got a good speaker in Philip DeVilliers, and he's got a good Senate president, in Cameron Henry. So I think all three of them working together to kind of keep the train on the rails, I think they have a good chance of doing it.
And it kind of has impressed me that he has not been rolling over and playing dead with the Democrats.
Right. I mean, that's, I think, has been needed for quite some time. If you know, I've said it on this show many times that we as conservatives have to run to the fire. You can't be mealy-mouthed anymore. It's too late for that. You got to run to the fire and get your philosophy and your ideas out into the public arena and try to win the battle.
Okay, you've been on the Bessie board approximately 3 months now. What have you learned being on the Bessie board?
Well, I've learned this much, that it's a lot of work, and it's just almost as much work as the legislature so far with the regular session in the works. But I tell you what, we have a great board that's been put together. You know, we have eight new members.
Isn't it kind of like the difference between night and day, this board compared to the previous John Bell Edwards board?
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, we have been able to do some really big things in these 3 months. I'll give you an example. Just last meeting, we directed LDOE to come back to us in June, of course, with our input for a new accountability system. We decided as a board, look, if we just put this off and keep, you know, trying to slow walk this thing, it's never going to happen. So we took the plunge, and we're talking to all the stakeholders. We're really involved with everybody, getting everybody's opinions on this and coming out with an accountability system that'll be fair, rigorous, and families can understand it. I'll give you another example. If you remember, you and I talked about on this very program, whenever they were passing the early childhood education standards, they put in the social and emotional learning silo, which was it can be very dangerous when it comes to ideas that are way off the normal path. So the first meeting we had, last meeting, we were able to take the social-emotional learning portion of the early standards out and insert a good, wholesome, common-sense standard for that portion of the standards that LDOE came up with. So that was a unanimous vote. All of these have been unanimous so far. So it's really good that this board is working so hard. And I tell you, I've got a comfort level, and I'm really jazzed about it. We're going to get some really good things done.
In the legislative session, lots of things dealing with education. Go through some and give me your opinion on good, bad, will they pass, will they not pass?
Well, I tell you, there's some really good legislation coming through. And the first thing I want to talk about, you know, is we have come so far in public education in Louisiana. You know, how many times have you heard somebody on your program say we're bottom in the United States?
Lots.
Man, it happens all. That is not true anymore. Let me tell you, Louisiana has improved in the last 2 years from 46th to 42nd on the nation's report card. That's the highest rating since 2003. And look, Louisiana has improved from 46th to 41st in pre-K to 12th grade, according to U.S. News, and that's the highest ranking in history. And Louisiana's fourth graders lead the country in reading growth on NAEP. They're number one in the country. And we went from 38th to 11th overall for reading performance of low-income students on NAEP. That is due to the hard work of our teachers, our superintendents, our principals, and especially our students. So there's some really good moves in the legislature to make the teaching profession in Louisiana more about teaching instead of about a bunch of bureaucratic red tape. So I am loving some bills that I'm seeing by Chuck Owen out of Leesville, which takes all these certifications that teachers have to go through before they can even teach, things such as CPR certification every year. Yeah, that's important, but maybe you don't have to certify every year. Or watercraft safety, or all these different things. And he's taking it out of statute and putting it where it should be in BSEE and LDOE so that we can decide, hey, teachers, you don't need to be certified every year. That's a waste of time. How about every 5 years? And then we can look at those things that are unnecessary and just cumbersome on the teaching profession. So there's a big push to look at these things that have been burdening the teachers for all these years to make it a really rough place to work. So I'm excited about those things. We've got an ESA bill working through. A real good one's going to land today by Julie Emerson, and an educational savings account bill. And that's going to give the parents the choice of where they want to send their kid to school. Parents and kids know what their needs are much better than a zip code. I mean, you got to be involved as a family and a parent, and when you are, your kid has such a greater opportunity to be successful. So those are two good examples of good bills coming through. You know, a couple of bills that I think are really awesome are going to be looking at charter schools, making some changes on that for the charter school industry. We have some things that really makes it cumbersome on them right now, the ones that are existing, to be able to attract more students and do a little better job. So there's a lot of stuff coming through the legislature that I'm quite satisfied with.
Lance Harris, he's on the Bessie board. He's with us, and we'll be back with Lance in just a moment. I want to talk to you about Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide hometown-friendly service. If you want to talk to them, you can call them at 318-554-9884. You can go to the website. It's bassheatingandcooling.com or check them out on Facebook. You know, it's springtime, time to get that air conditioning checked out, and here's the best part of all. When you call them, tell them you heard it on this station, you'll get a 10% additional discount. Bass Heating and Cooling.
This is Madison Vincent from Anacoco High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in elementary education. NSU is a perfect place for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Vernon Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at Northwestern State University for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Fork 'em Demons.
When it comes to home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store. Come see the fabulous assortment of seasonal artificial flowers and decorating accessories at Nichols. Want to update the look of a room? Add some pillows, change a lamp, get a new wall hanging. There's so many simple things you can do, and Nichols is pleased to offer a variety of looks and styles. So many, in fact, that you're bound to find one that suits you. For all your home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Four locations, Manny, Leesville, Winfield, and Coushatta.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Your favorite Leesville pawn shop owners are retiring. That's right. Tanya and James with Star Pawn Gun and Archery are packing up their bags and heading home. To celebrate their retirement, they're having a massive sale with plenty of items 10 to 50% off. You can stop by today at 1074 Entrance Road in Leesville, or you can call 337-537-1756. You can also throw in your bid at bonnetauctions.com to see a vast array of guns for auction now. Retirement sale at Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Need to get an anniversary gift, a wedding gift, a special birthday gift? The place to go is Nichols. Why? Because Lauren Moore and the gang there go to market every year and make sure they get exactly the perfect and ideal gift for you. Not boilerplate things you find at the big box stores. Very personal gifts. Stop by a Nichols store close to you today. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. Nichols. Been there for over 100 years with great service to you and your family. Lance Harris on the Bessie board. He's our guest this morning. Lance, and the Advocate this morning, I question why I get up and read the Advocate. What a horrible paper. But there was a story in there this morning about apparently the education system that I thought was on board on students in Louisiana being able to go to the school of their choice are now very much against that. What's going on there?
Well, I think you have some disruption in their fiefdoms, okay? I think everybody's protecting their turf, but I read the same article, and there was a lot of misinformation in there, tons of it. When you hear a superintendent or you hear a school board member say that it's going to affect the MFP dollars at my school, it is not. An ESA is financed outside of the minimum foundation program dollars. So it's got to be appropriated by the legislature. And the way the MFP works is you are paid as a school district on every individual student. So right now the average is probably, the base is $4,016. The average is somewhere around $5,400. So if you have 1,000 students, you're still going to get paid $5,400 per student. If that drops to 999 students, you're still going to get $5,400 per student. So you're getting the same amount of money to teach your student that you've always got. You have less students if they go to the ESA. But here's another catch. If they go into an ESA program and they leave your school, you're still going to have your MFP dollars per student, but you're still going to keep all your local money. So in a lot of instances, if someone goes out of the public school system in a parish to a private or some other form of education paid for by the ESA, you're actually going to have more money per student to educate the child. So a lot of this is misinformation. The other thing is accountability. I think that the bills are looking extremely hard at how we make sure that the students get the education they need in the ESAs. You hear all these horror stories that they go with these ESAs and they go out into the private schools and they are not doing well at all. Well, you know, we're going to make sure that we look at that and our dollars are being well spent. So there's a lot of misinformation in those stories. The system, the bureaucratic system, naturally does not want to lose anything over these students. But we know what's best for parents. It's for them and their students to have the choices they need for a great education to make them competitive.
In this legislative session, aren't we getting down to two choices? What's best for the student or what's best for the special interest?
Absolutely. And look, and I say this, I'm speaking at a group today, and one thing that I always say is we will achieve what we want when we look at one thing: Louisiana's children achieving excellent student outcomes. Now, forget about everything else. We're not worried about, you know, continuing to feed a system that's not doing that. We all need to be on the same page, the legislature, the BSEE, the governor, parents, the public, that we want to achieve excellent student outcomes. And forget about the rest. And once we do that, and we've been doing that to some degree, As I've said, we're really moving up, but we've got to make sure that the special interests don't control their side of the argument when it comes to these good bills.
Dr. Cade Brumman has said on this program numerous times he's in favor of school choice, and you would think he'd be in a great position to understand the issues involved.
Yeah, I mean, he was on the Capitol steps yesterday at the pro-choice rally. And so he is very, very in tune to what students need. I mean, he's a lot of reason we're doing so well because of his leadership.
So let me ask you a question. How much does the ball game change with Cade Brumley, who I think is a great superintendent, a conservative, a great leader, not under the John Bell Edwards, the previous BSEE board, now that he's with a new BSEE board that actually puts kids first? How much can we achieve?
Oh, man, look, we're going to achieve a lot. That's why I'm so excited. I mean, we have got a BSEE board that's working with the superintendent. We listen to him. We meet with him. We have a slate of officers that are just, I mean, really, we are pushing hard. You know, it's we've got some good officers. I'm vice president, so I get to talk to Cade all the time. And I'm going to tell you, we are trying to incorporate those good ideas and move it forward. Look, our new board has four members on it that have legislative experience, two ex-education chairmen, you know, myself and Senator Appel. So we have a lot of experience in dealing with the different parts of government, from the administration to the legislature. And so we're going to get some really good things done, and Cade is providing leadership and expertise along with his team that I think are going to really result in us having an A1 educational system when it's finished.
Well, you know, Cade was on, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and I asked him, how do you feel about four-day schools? And he said, you know, Ted, two things I truly believe in: 5-day schools and recess. Do you agree?
Yeah, I tell you, I've got 19 parishes I represent, and I have some parishes that do the 4-day school, and they tell me the positives of it. I am concerned about it, but they need that to compete sometimes with more wealthy parishes to get teachers in. They also, the rural kids may have other things to do.
But can you really keep that young mind attention for longer hours? Well, I have teachers tell me every day by the time noon comes around, it's hard to keep them on track.
Yeah, and look, there's a good argument to that. It's very difficult to stay in school for those many hours on a day. And then, you got 3 days off. So I think you're going to see a robust discussion about that. Senator Mizell has a bill that prohibits 4-day school weeks. So we'll see what comes out of that, what the experts continue to say.
We've got Lance Harris. He's on the Bessie board. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Stay with us. Northwestern State University Department of Mathematics hosted the Demon Math Classic March the 22nd, in which 13 teams from 7 high schools competed in a quiz bowl style competition. The event was sponsored by Sabine State Bank. Northwestern State University teaming up with Sabine State Bank to make education better than ever.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call, Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
A reminder from Tax Solutions at Glendine Tax Service. 3 out of 4 taxpayers get a refund, but if you file a paper return or have any errors, your return normally will be delayed. Bring us your W-2s, file electronic. This also applies to earned income credit. There is no extra charge for this service. Don't let the IRS keep your money. Get it today. Tax Solutions at Glendine Insurance. DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Call 337-463-2000. That number again, 337-463-2000.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving & Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
If it's time to get your eyes checked, my recommendation, Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Where? One close to you. Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, Alexandria. 14 locations to choose from. 318-487-2020. Or go to the website, laeyeandlaser.com. Routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery, cataract surgery. They do it all. They do it professionally. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Bessie board member Lance Harris is with us this morning. And Lance, I still have this one concern. It's much better for people like Alan Seabye in there, but the Senate still has a tendency to be Democrats posing as Republicans? Will very many things die in the Senate this year in the legislature, in your opinion?
Not as many. You still have the two separate sides. You know, the Senate seems to be more like the country club side, as the House is the ones that get out and brawl. You know, they have the parking lot fight. But I think it's much better than it used to be. I know Cameron Henry well. He's always been a conservative, especially a fiscal conservative. And he's always been on the conservative side of educational issues. So that has a lot to do with it. And look, we got a lot of good conservative members over there, including Alan Seaball. You got Miguez now. You have Edmonds. So a lot of folks moved over to the Senate. Now, will the Senate be able to change them? I don't know, because that's happened in the past. I've been disappointed with people's votes coming out of the Senate. But what I've seen so far, it seems like most of the, you know, conservative program is going to make it through the Senate, which I think is huge for Louisiana.
So do you think by this point, 3 months into the new administration, which is a very short period of time, that the senators that have a tendency to be less than conservative have learned that if they're not on the team with Jeff Landry, they're not in the ball game?
Well, I think that's part of it. You have to know how you're going to conduct yourself in either house when it comes to taking on the agenda of governor or what your constituents want, because I think it all boils down to that. I mean, Louisiana overwhelmingly adopted conservative agenda by sending new senators and House members to the legislature and by sending the governor. So you better be attuned to what the folks in your home district want. And when you look at it, what are we down to, 30-some-odd Democrats, the rest are Republicans? There's a reason for that.
So do you think that the legislative group overall, Senate and representatives, got the message in the election that people in Louisiana want to contain spending and reduce spending?
Yes, I think they did. I think I know we've been working through the MFP. We've sent it over to the legislature. And during that process, we met with leadership and talked about the budget. They are extremely concerned about the deficit coming next year. And they're doing everything they can to hold the spending down and to actually make some cuts to prepare for that. I mean, who wants to continue to spend this year and next year you're facing renewing that dadgum 0.45 sales tax that John Bell put in? And when we didn't need the money, by the way, that's why you ended up with so many surpluses. So now the fiscal cliff is coming because that tax is going to roll off. So what I've seen with the leadership is they are very in tune to that, and they know what it means for Louisiana to continually spend money that they don't need to spend, because that takes it right out of the private sector. I like what I see on that. I think we've got some good folks in the legislature that are looking at reducing the taxes, hopefully getting rid of personal taxes, and then controlling this out-of-control spending.
I don't think that Sabine Parish is in your district, is it?
No, sir, no.
Well, you need to meet this young man, Shane Wright. He's superintendent of education in Sabine Parish, if you have not met him already. Just got named superintendent of the year in this region, a great honor, and doing a great job there, and part of what's working with you and Kate Brumley and others to make the best for education for our kids. Hey, y'all.
Awesome.
Great to have you with us. We need to do it more than 3 months. We got to do something about that. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Ted. Have a great week.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I mean,